Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. I'm in the mobile studio heading into the hospital to see my youngest daughter. Today I wanted to talk about energy management. I may have spoken about some of the aspects of what I'm talking about in the last couple of days, but it's really hitting me in the face like a snowball today about the how I've been managing my energy over the last couple of days. And look, I like to push myself every day, and today I'm feeling the consequences of that. So I am someone that always likes to learn every day and look at, oh, what did I do yesterday that I can do better today so that each and every day I can get better outcomes. One of the challenges for me is getting good, consistent sleep. And unfortunately, my coach is based on the other side of the world. So often, many of the things that he does are at really weird times for me here. So not normal business hours. They're between the hours of, at this time of the year, because of daylight savings, between midnight, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., times like that. So, for instance, this morning there was a call at 2 a.m. I just couldn't do it based on how I was feeling from the day before. They're not the normal ones that I would attend. They're just the sort of extra bonus ones he puts on for groups and stuff. But that, there was no way I could have done it because I was dog tired by the afternoon yesterday. Huge week that has been, and yesterday was a big day as well. And knowing that I was going to go into the hospital to visit my daughter yesterday, her mum and her sister were going in yesterday, so I thought, okay, I'll just give her a Zoom call instead, so that I can still see her, she can see me, and we still have some fun. I did that last night. I was exhausted, she was exhausted as well. I was asleep by, would have been no later than 10:30, I think, and I slept all the way through. I didn't get out of bed until, I think it was 9:30, something like that. And I couldn't tell you the last time I got out of bed at that time. Now, I woke up a couple of times, just lying there, went back to sleep again. And right now it is, so it's 11:13 a.m. I feel exhausted. I feel like I've been hit by a truck. The last thing really I want to do is go into the hospital, because even just the driving, it's an hour and a half turnaround trip in probably today, unless there's an accident or something, but the traffic should be pretty light. So at least an hour and a half of just driving there for a couple of hours. It's a big chunk out of my day, a day where I'd really like to be unwinding and relaxing. My eldest daughter, she's with her mum this weekend, so, that gives me a chance to take a bit of a break. Ideally, what I want to be doing is working on the business. I've got, a bunch of things that I want to be doing today, but the way that I'm feeling right now, I think I've got to just say, well, I'm going to do either nothing or do a little, look for that pocket of time when I've got a little bit more energy later on. I certainly couldn't do it now. And do a little bit and have an early night again. Because I've got a big week ahead. Chances are my daughter will be coming out of hospital over the next week, and that will be incredibly intense. And there will, I would say she may only be out of hospital for a small amount of time before she has to go back. And then that results in a whole bunch of extra pressure on me to get her back there. And, late nights in emergency, etc., sleep deprivation, etc., etc. So if I don't start my week the right way and I'm fatigued, then I'm really screwed for the whole week. And I've got a bigger week this next week because more people are returning from their holidays, returning to their normal weeks. and so my schedule just goes up more and more. So it's an exciting time of the year. It's just my energy is really, really low today. If I didn't know better, I'd say that there was something wrong in terms of I had a bug or something like that, but it's not that. Well, I should say I'm pretty sure it's not that. It's just the fatigue of the last, not yesterday, well, yesterday morning, early morning, late night, early morning, and the couple of nights before where I've had to get up super early and so forth. It's just drained me. So I think if you can, so when it comes to your energy management, what I've learned is, obviously I'm using an example here of when I'm very tired, it's a Sunday. Traditionally, a quieter sort of day, I go and do my workout in the morning. I just didn't have the energy. It's a tough workout that I need to do today. It's one of my hardest ones of the week. And I said, I can't do it this morning. I'm just too fatigued. I'll get up, I'll eat, I will then go into the hospital, come back earlier, and I'll try and do it later this afternoon. What I'm learning all the time is, when are the best times for me to be doing things? This is in terms of your energy management, right? So you start the day off, and there are certain functions that you'll be way better off doing in the morning compared to later in the day. A good one for me. So if I have to do accounting type work, for my business or that kind of stuff, even though I'm a chartered accountant, I don't enjoy that type of work. I mean, once I get into a rhythm, it's fine, but it doesn't excite me like other aspects of what I do does, hence why I'm not an accountant anymore, full time. So I only do it for my business. And so I have to do that first thing in the morning. First thing, if I don't get it done by, honestly, probably by lunchtime at the latest, so 12 p.m., then I just delay it to the next day. I'll reschedule it for another day where it is in the morning. Because I'm just no good. I'm not productive. I don't enjoy it. It takes longer. And I'm not in a good zone to do it. So that's a task I know it has to be in the morning. It could be any day of the week. It could be a Sunday morning, but it's got to be a morning. I do my annual tax return, so I finished that last year. And that requires more work. So it's pulling a whole bunch of documents together to forward to my accountant to prepare it and stuff. It's a little bit complicated, so it requires more time. So again, I have to do that sort of task in the morning. Creative type work. Well, actually, I'll go back a step. When I was writing my book, I would do it in the morning. Unless I had created an immersive experience for myself. For instance, where I finished most of my book, I went to Bali. Had a great holiday over there, went over there by myself, but I spent the time writing. Now, for me, it was a great holiday because I can't sit around the pool and just drink and, all that kind of stuff. I just can't. It's not me. So what I did, I sat around the pool and I was writing. And, I just wrote from day to night. I loved it. It was such a great experience. But I also relaxed and stuff as well. Look, I'm just different. So anyway, I was able to, pardon me, do that for big chunks of the day because there was no other distractions. And it was just writing and I was determined to make a lot of progress. But I know that I can't just do those things all day without a break, and I need to take breaks. So what I would do is I would get up, I would go and have breakfast. I would go and do some exercise first thing in the morning because breakfast wouldn't be open when I would get up, so I'd get up early. I would then have breakfast. I would go to the gym if I hadn't already done it, or I would do the workout first and then go and have breakfast, because then I could have a bigger breakfast because I'd done my workout, etc. And then I would just write. I would write for hours, do those sorts of things. I would have a break in, obviously for lunch, I would then go and have some treatments and that kind of stuff. I was determined when I was in Bali, it was the first time I'd been there, to have every possible treatment that I could think of. So whether it be reflexology for the hand. So I think I did this Tibetan, Tibetan bell therapy or, I don't know, something like that. That was really cool. I did yoga. I did a whole range of things that I just wouldn't normally do. And then I would get back into, you know, the rhythm of writing again. I'd write all afternoon, take little breaks, maybe have a little nap on a daybed or something. And, yeah, write again till the evening and then, you know, enjoy some things in the evening and stuff in the, you know, just being outdoors and writing or, you know, just having a break, connecting with my kids and, you know, that kind of stuff. So I know that I can't just do tasks all day non-stop. I'm not a robot. I need to take that time, and I know what works best for me. So I know, for instance, if it's creative type work for me, normally, again, in the morning, I'm really good with that. I can be focused. It's like bang, bang, bang. It's just that sense of clarity that you have in your head, you know, like where you're, I'll just say, for me, this is the best way that I can describe it, and maybe you can relate to it. My head can feel heavy. Like right now, it feels heavy. It feels like there's a bunch of cloud in my head, and my thoughts aren't 100% crystal clear and flowing and stuff. It's almost like there's a thick fog and everything's going a little bit slower. In the morning, when I'm feeling like everything is very clear and everything's flowing really well, then I don't have those slow down sort of thoughts, and I'm sitting there and just thinking, oh, well, what about this? What about that? And since you're in the zone, you know, everything is just flowing like you can click your fingers just like that. It's just flowing really, really well. It's like this morning, I could have done a workout. It would have been a crap workout though. So I know that my energy, even though normally it is like that, I know that clearly there's something not right. I'm in bed till 9:30. I'm getting up, I feel exhausted. I've been up for a couple of hours and I'm feeling very heavy. I'm feeling slow. My mind is not working. I'm super fast. I know that today's going to be a struggle for me to get a lot done. So I listen to my body and say, well, I'm going to give it what it needs. And that means I'm still giving myself the same nutrition to make sure that I'm optimizing my health and doing the things that I know that work really well for me on a consistent basis. But why? Because I've been doing it for decades to learn what works for me, taking my supplements, making sure that I don't miss anything. Having said that, I just realized I missed my fish oil this morning, but I will take it when I get home. Making sure that I keep hydrated and doing all those things. It's hotter a day today. Now, I've still got to do a bunch of things around home to set myself up for the week ahead. So there's some food-related things. I've done most of that. I've got to cut the grass so that it doesn't go out of control over the week and all that kind of stuff. Just a few domestic things. I've got to wash, change the sheets of my daughter's bed and do the washing, that kind of stuff. And just so that I know when I start the week, I'm good. You know, I don't have to worry about those things. Now, with my business partner and I, we were supposed to do something yesterday. I had no energy to do it yesterday. We connected, we talked about some things. I said, why don't we do it and shift it to today? The challenge with that for me is that I feel like crap right now, and I know that my headspace is not going to be completely clear to be able to do it. So what I'm going to do is I'll check in with her a little bit later on. So I said, let's aim for tomorrow after, as in today, late this afternoon or early evening. I'll see how I'm feeling then, check in, see if she's available, and maybe see if we can make some progress. Because part of it is, it's easy to say, I'm just going to stop. And I always find that if you do push a little bit further, you can surprise yourself with what you're capable of. So it's kind of a little bit of a catch-22 right now. So what I do, like what I'll do for the rest of today, is say, all right, so what can I do? Here's all the things I want to do, but what can I do? So I knew that I couldn't do my workout this morning. I'm going to do that this afternoon. I have to do it today. It's not an exception. I have to do it today because that's the standard that I set for myself. It just might be a case of, wow, it may not be as intense as I would want it to be, but I will still do the work. There may be some creative stuff that I need to do with my my business partner that I can't do, or maybe I can do a bit. I don't know the answer to that yet. I want to do it, but my head is so heavy at the moment, I know that I won't be in an optimized place to do it. So maybe what I do is I spend half an hour with her doing some stuff and say, right, let's capture these things and I will do it tomorrow. So I'm not going to be in a good space to do it today. A high priority for him today is to rest, do those key fundamentals that I need to do today for you know, the house stuff and anything else I need to do to help set myself up for success for the rest of the week ahead, the unknowns of what's going to happen with my daughter, all that kind of stuff. If I'm not in a good place, if I'm really run down, if I'm, you know, if I don't have all my food in place and that kind of stuff, and I'm not doing those rhythmic routine things that just help me be the best version of me, then you know I'm really wrecked. And you know, this is a week where my eldest daughter, she's going to be with her mum for a little bit longer, because I had her for the whole week last week. We normally do, you know, half week. And so really this is the week where I can have less time with her, which is what I shift my focus to and energy to getting more done on the business. And if I'm completely wrecked for that, I've wasted the time. So then, you know, later in the week she'll be with me and it's like I'll spend more time with her, and I might be a little bit more energized, and I just can't do it because I'm so run down. If you know what I'm going through at the moment continues. So we don't want that to happen, right? So we've got to learn to manage our energy better. What I do is obviously find the best way to live my life for a long-term success every single day. If I pull apart what's happened for me to put me where I am right now, it's purely sleep. That's it. So because I reverse engineer everything, I'll say, okay, well, this is how you're feeling. So what's happened? What didn't you get right this week? And some people might say, oh, well, I was eating, you know, crap for 4 days out of the last seven. And you know, I was dehydrated and I didn't work out and I didn't do these things. I've done everything. It's just that the main thing this week has been sleep. And probably the nail in the coffin was Friday night going into Saturday morning and then having to get up early. I only had 3.5 hours sleep. And honestly, it probably takes 2 to 3 days to really get over that and get back to normal. And of course, and then you've got the added, I've got the added pressure, stress, whatever you want to call it, of my daughter being in hospital. And you know, we had a conversation last night. It wasn't, it's not great, you know, the position of where her health is. I mean, it is a terminal illness that she's got, and obviously that weighs very heavily on me. I'm working so hard with her every day to help her get beyond this, to be able to, you know, get a breakthrough. There are certain things that she has control over that will help it not be terminal. There may be some things that have already been laid in stone for her that, just like for me, like genetically, etc., that you can't change them, but you can do whatever you can to live your best life so that you can prolong it as long as possible. But we had a conversation last night, which wasn't, I can't share it. And even if I could, I probably wouldn't, because it's just, you know, personal to her. And yeah, that maybe that is laying heavily on me as well. So there's a whole combination of things in there that ultimately affect my energy levels. And I live hard. And I mean that in terms of, I don't party and go out and do all that kind of, I'm not talking about that. I mean, I push myself consistently hard, relentlessly every single day. And, it's the weekend and I'm disappointed that my energy is where it is right now. But it may improve over the day. And I know that I've just got to back things off a little bit because it will just continue into tomorrow. So, I know, pretty raw and real, open, honest conversation with you here today. We all have a certain amount of energy we can give each day. And what I've learned about myself is that if I just keep giving everything out, and that's what I've been doing over the past probably few weeks, let's face it, it's years, if I'm not pouring back into my energy bucket, then the energy bucket just keeps being depleted because I give out of the bucket at a greater rate than it goes in. And that's where I am at the moment. My bucket is depleted, and the only way that I can refill that at the moment is rest. Is rest and just doing some things for me. So my plan for the rest of like my visit here today is I think I'll try and leave within a couple of hours, because I want to see my daughter. There's something about that physical presence, being able to wrap my arms around her, and then I'll probably give her a Zoom call later on as well. I'm going in there for her so that, you know, she can see that I'm there. She needs to have that presence and, you know, connectivity, and I'll connect with her later as well. Because I just need to take care of myself a little bit more today, and I need to be a little bit more selfish, I suppose, in doing that. Otherwise, the week ahead is going to be terrible. So if you want to connect with me, you can go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. There's a free consultation right there. Look after your energy. Try and fill up that energy bucket for yourself today. See you tomorrow.